Hare Krishna. I'm sitting in the backyard. It's a bit cloudy, but when the clouds go away, the sun is very strong. And earlier on, I lay down a little because I was tired after doing puja for Radha Damodar. And at that time I was thinking about Jagannath Puri, and I was thinking about the path from Toto Gopinath's temple towards the beach. And then when I sat down here to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then I read about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walking down the same path, so I thought I'd read that pastime. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Dvaitacharya, and all glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That pastime, by the way, of in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is walking down that same pathway. While thus living at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floated all day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. During a night of the autumn season, when a full moon brightened everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered all night long with his devotees. He walked from garden to garden, seeing the pastimes of Lord Krishna and hearing and reciting songs and verses concerning the Rasa-lila. He sang and danced in ecstatic love and sometimes imitated the rasa dance in emotional ecstasy. He sometimes ran here and there in the madness of ecstasy and sometimes fell and rolled on the ground. Sometimes he became completely unconscious. When he heard Swarup Damodar recite a verse concerning the Rasa-lila, or he himself recited one, he would personally explain it, as he had previously done. In this way, he explained the meaning of all the verses concerning the Rasa-lila. Sometimes he would be very sad, and sometimes very happy. To explain fully all those verses and all the transformations that took place in the Lord's body would require a very large volume. So as not to increase the size of this book, I have not written about all the Lord's pastimes, for he performed them every moment of every day for 12 years. As I have previously indicated, I am describing the mad speeches and bodily transformations of the Lord only in brief. If Ananta with 1,000 hoods tried to describe even one day's pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would find it impossible to describe fully. If Ganesh, Lord Shiva's son, and the expert scribe of the demigods tried for millions of millenniums to fully describe one day of the Lord's pastime, he would be unable to find the limit. Even Lord Krishna is struck with wonder at seeing the transformations of ecstasy in his devotees. If Krishna himself cannot estimate the limits of such emotions, how could others? Krishna himself cannot fully understand the conditions, the modes of progress, the happiness and unhappiness, and the moons of ecstatic love of his devotees. He therefore accepts the role of a devotee to taste these emotions fully. Ecstatic love of Krishna makes Krishna and his devotees dance, and it also dances personally. In this way, all three dance together in one place. That's a wonderful verse. Krishnira nachaya prema, bhaktira nachaya, apana nachaya, tina nache, ikatani. One who wants to describe the transformations of ecstatic love of Krishna is like a dwarf trying to catch the moon in the sky. As the wind can carry away but a drop of the water in the ocean, a living entity can touch only a particle of the ocean of love of Krishna. Endless waves arise moment after moment in that ocean of love. How could an insignificant living entity estimate their limits? Only a person on the level of Swarup Damodar Goswami can fully know what Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes in his love for Krishna. When an ordinary living entity tries to describe the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he purifies himself by touching one drop of that great ocean. Thus, all the verses about the Rasa-lila were recited. Then finally, the verse concerning the pastimes in the water was recited. And here's the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tabir yutashramam apohitum anga sanga grishtasraja sakuchakum kumaranjitaya gandharva palibir anudrutta avishadva Shranto Gajibir Ivadarad Ivabhina Shetu. As an independent leader amongst elephants enters the water with his female elephants, Krishna, who is transcendental to the Vedic principles of morality, entered the water of the Jamuna with the gopis. His chest had brushed against the breasts, crushing his flower garland and coloring it with red kumkum powder. Attracted by the fragrance of that garland, humming bees followed Krishna like celestial beings of Gandharva Loka. In this way, Lord Krishna mitigated the fatigue of the rasa dance. While thus wandering near the temple of Ayutthaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly saw the sea. Brightened by the shining light of the moon, the high waves of the sea glittering like the waters of the river Jamuna. Mistaking the sea for the Jamuna, the Lord ran swiftly and jumped into the water unseen by the others. Falling into the sea, he lost consciousness and could not understand where he was. Sometimes he sank beneath the waves, and sometimes he floated above them. The waves carried him here and there like a piece of dry wood. Who can understand this dramatic performance by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Keeping the Lord sometimes submerged and sometimes afloat, the waves carried him towards the Konark temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully merged in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. In the pastimes Lord Krishna performed with the gopis in the water of the Jamuna. Meanwhile, all the devotees headed by Sarup Damodar lost sight of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, astonished. They began searching for him, asking, "Where is the Lord God?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had run off at the speed of the mind. No one could see him. Thus everyone was puzzled as to his whereabouts. Was the Lord gone to the temple of Jagannath? Or has he fallen down in madness in some garden? Perhaps he went to the Gundicha temple, or to Lake Narendra, or to the Chataka Parvat. Maybe he went to the temple in Konark. Talking like this, the devotees wandered here and there, looking for the Lord. Finally, they came to the shore, accompanied by many others. While they were searching for the Lord, the night ended, and thus all decided, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has now disappeared. In separation from the Lord, everyone felt as though he had lost his very life. The devotees concluded that there must have been some mishap. They could not think of anything else. And here's a quote. A relative or intimate friend is always fearful of some injury to his beloveds. This from the Abhigyata Sakuntala Nataka. When they arrived at the seashore, they conferred amongst themselves. Then some of them sought out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Chataka Parvat. Sarup Damodar proceeded east with others, looking for the Lord on the beach or in the water. Everyone was overwhelmed with moroseness and almost unconscious. But out of ecstatic love, they continued to wander here and there, searching for the Lord. Passing along the beach, they saw a fisherman approaching with his net over his shoulder. Laughing, crying, dancing, and singing, he kept repeating the holy name, Hari Hari. Seeing the activities of the fisherman, everyone was astonished. Sarup Damodar Goswami therefore asked him for information. My dear fisherman, he said, why are you behaving like this? Have you seen someone hereabouts? What is the cause of your behavior? Please tell us. The fisherman replied, I have not seen a single person here, but while casting my net in the water, I captured a dead body. I lifted it with great care, thinking it a big fish, but as soon as I saw that it was a corpse, great fear arose in my mind. As I tried to release the net, I touched the body, and as soon as I touched it, a ghost entered my heart. I shivered in fear and shed tears. My woes faltered, and all the hairs on my body stood up. I do not know whether the corpse I found was the ghost of a dead Brahmin or an ordinary man, but as soon as one looks upon it, the ghost enters his body. The body of this ghost is very long, 5 to 7 cubits. Each of its arms and legs is as much as 3 cubits long. Its joints are all separated beneath the skin, which is completely slack. No one could see it and remain alive in his body. That ghost has taken the form of a corpse, but he keeps his eyes open. Sometimes he utters the sound, gong, gong, and sometimes he remains unconscious. I have seen that ghost directly, and he is haunting me. But if I die, who will take care of my wife and children? The ghost is certainly very difficult to talk about, but I'm going to find an exorcist and ask him if he can release me from it. I wander alone at night, killing fish in solitary places, but because I remember the hymn to Lord Nishinga, ghosts do not touch me. This ghost, however, overcomes me with redoubled strength when I chant the Nisringa mantra. When I even see the form of this ghost, great fear arises in my mind. Do not go there, I forbid you. If you go, that ghost will catch you all. Hearing this, Sir Damodar could understand the full truth of the matter. He spoke sweetly to the fisherman. I am a famous exorcist, he said, and I know how to rid you of this ghost. He then chanted some mantras and placed his hand on top of the fisherman's head. He slapped the fisherman 3 times and said, now the ghost has gone away. Do not be afraid. By saying this, he pacified the fisherman. The fisherman was affected by ecstatic love, but he was also fearful. He had thus become doubly agitated. Now that his fear subsided, however, he became somewhat normal. Sarup Damodar said to the fisherman, my dear sir, the person you are thinking is a ghost is not actually a ghost, but is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of ecstatic love, the Lord fell into the sea, and you have caught him in your net and rescued him. Simply touching him has awakened your dormant love of Krishna, but because you thought him a ghost, you were very much afraid of him. Now that your fear is gone and your mind is peaceful, please show me where he is. The fisherman replied, I have seen the Lord many times, but this is not he. This body is very much deformed. So Damodar said, the Lord's body becomes transformed in his love for God. Sometimes the joints of his bones separate and his body becomes very much elongated. Hearing this, the fisherman became very happy. He brought all the devotees with him and showed them Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord was laying on the ground, his body elongated and bleached white by the water. He was covered from head to foot with sand. The Lord's body was stretched, and his skin was slack and hanging loose. To lift him and take him the long distance home would have been impossible. The devotees removed his wet undergarment and replaced it with a dry one. Then, laying the Lord on an outer cloth, they cleaned the sand from his body. They all performed Sankirtan loudly, chanting the holy name of Krishna into the Lord's ear. After some time, the sound of the holy name entered the ear of the Lord, who immediately got up, making a great noise. As soon as he got up, his bones assumed their proper places. With half external consciousness, the Lord looked here and there. The Lord remained in one of 3 different states of consciousness at all times, internal, external, and half external. When the Lord was deeply absorbed in internal consciousness, but he nevertheless exhibited some external consciousness, devotees called his condition Ardabhaya, or half-external consciousness. In this half-external consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked like a madman. The devotees could distinctly hear him speaking to the sky. And that's where I'll stop for today. But if you remember back at the beginning, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking past the Aitota temple. Aitota temple is Gopinath's temple. And he's called Tota Gopinath, garden, Gopinath living in the garden. And as he was walking past, it's a little hill, and he came down that hill. Over the crest of the hill, he could see the ocean, and in the moonlight he thought that it was the Jamuna. Devotees who've been to Puri, they know that place. So next time we go there, we can think this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of jumping into the ocean began. Hare Krishna.